Anxious parents of JHS graduates who have bought scratch cards to access the placements of their children have described adverts saying that the results are online as misleading. One such advert claimed that the placement would be online from the 1st of this month. However, clients who bought the card and accessed the website myjhsresult.com were disappointed. Two of the parents spoke to Radio Ghana.
The fact of the matter is that the ad said that the placements were done and that people should part with money to buy a card and go online to look at the placement of the awards. You go there and the thing is not ready. How do you advertise a product that is not available? And I'm calling on the Advertising Association of Ghana to enforce all regulations regarding deceptive advertising. Any piece of advertising ought to be honest. And this is one case of dishonest advertising in Ghana.
Will you take any legal action against them?
I've not contemplated any legal action as of now, although I think it would be right to pursue that course of action. All I'm talking about is what ought to be and what ought not to be. You know, in this case, advertising ought to be ethical, ought to be honest, and not deceptive. And this is the case we are looking at, a captive audience of parents and the youth who are waiting to enter SSS. They are very impressionable. You ought to set good examples to the children at this level.
We saw this advert in the papers asking parents to go and buy cards from. They mentioned some financial institutions. So I bought mine as a Fidelity Bank. I checked on the and the card, you are supposed to use it 3 times and that is all. You can't use it again. So I used mine. I went on the net, checked for the whole night. I've been checking for my daughter's placement. I couldn't get it. So it's like they are deceiving us. There are lots of deception in the system. They are just wasting our time. We parents, we have to start getting ready for our children. Now we don't know what to do. We don't know whether our children, they've gotten their first choice or they've posted them somewhere or whatever. So we just want them to come out with a placement on time.
Disappointed parents of students who are waiting their SHS placements.